It's 6:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Morneau with KRWG News. For the first time, voters in Las Cruces took part in ranked choice voting in last night's municipal election. Unofficial results from the municipal elections show that the race for mayor of Las Cruces has incumbent Mayor Ken Miyagashima winning his fourth term with 55% of the vote over former mayor Bill Matisse, who had just under 45%. That's after nine rounds of ranked choice voting in a race which featured 10 mayoral candidates. Let's go now to the city council races. In District 1, Cassandra Gandra wins over Shelley Nichols with 67% of the vote. In District 2, after three rounds of ranked choice voting, Tessa Abeda-Stuvey wins over Philip Van Veen, Jack Valencia, and Jason Estrada. And in District 4, after two rounds of ranked choice voting, Joanna Bencomo wins with 62% of the vote over Robert Palacios and Antoinette Reyes. As I mentioned, Mayor Ken Miyagashima will serve a fourth term as Las Cruces mayor after defeating nine challengers. Casey Counts spent some time at his watch party.
I asked the mayor what he'd like to say to the citizens of Las Cruces for giving him the chance to serve another 4 years at City Hall.
I want to thank the many supporters and voters and everyone who's been involved for these last 12 years. It's really been great. A lot of the things that we've done here in the city is because of many of you and your support and encouragement and being able, especially like, for example, the GO bond. You know, that's the first time in 50 years that it's passed. 50 years. Four different times it's failed. So I think that speaks volumes for the faith and trust that the citizens of Las Cruces have in their city council. And I appreciate that very much because it's an investment in our community and our children and our youth and their future. And it's something there that I think is going to bode well for many generations to come.
Hear more with Mayor Ken Miyagashima at KRWG.org. Click on KRWG News Election Center.
As we mentioned earlier, NM Cafe organizer Joanna Bencomo has won the District 4 City Council seat in Las Cruces. Michael Hernandez has more.
Bencomo looks to have defeated District 4 candidates Robert Palacios and Antoinette Reyes to take over the seat vacated by Jack Ekman. Bencomo says public safety is the number one concern she hears from residents.
People are really concerned about the rising crime and violence in Las Cruces, and I'm a social worker and a community organizer, so my first instinct is to listen to the people directly impacted and to really look at the issue holistically, right? And that's what I want City Council to do and focus on, not just enforcement, but programs for mental health services, programs for addiction, programs for folks who are experiencing economic instability. And so for me, that's going to be one of the most critical things on top of things like infrastructure, right? People in District 4 are really concerned about the neglected streets in their neighborhoods. And that's something that I think really needs to be looked at.
Bencomo says she also supports investing in a crisis triage facility to address mental health. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Michael Hernandez.
Get the latest election results at KRWG.org. Moving on, the artists of Picacho Hills are ready for the holidays with their annual Holiday House this Friday and Saturday. Emily Guerra talked with Dr. Paul Maxwell, artist and member of the group, for more information.
How many artists are we expecting this year?
We've got 16 artists from our group. We've got 30 people that are members of the association, but this year half of them are participating. And we've got some great art that I think people really enjoy. And we do different types of art. Some of us are painters. Some of us do jewelry. Some of us do ceramics, some weavings. And all of these will be illustrated at the Holiday House event that's coming up, and many different cost values that one can see and the types of gifts that they can look at, and anything from a couple of dollars to a couple of $100, depending on what you're looking for.
So this is to benefit the Mesilla Valley Hospice?
In part, of course, we're trying to provide our art for the community to see and to enjoy. But as part of our show each year, we do a raffle. Each of the artists, most of us, donate one of our pieces to the raffle, and that all the proceeds from that raffle go directly to the Mesilla Valley Hospice Association. The event itself, by the way, it's free. It's open to the public. We're delighted anyone can come and visit and see our art and visit our booths, but more importantly, they get a chance to participate in a way and can and donate some of their funds and win a piece of art. Now, one of the things that I wasn't aware of when I did this last year, and it was the first time for me, is that the winners of our art from the raffle, if your name is drawn, you win the prize. Each artist will deliver their piece of art to that individual.
The Holly Day House, presented by the Artists of Picacho Hills at St. Paul's United Methodist Church, Friday from 10 to 5 and Saturday 9 to 5 at 225 West Griggs Avenue.
You can listen to Emily's entire interview with Dr. Paul Maxwell at KRWG.org.